The Seattle Teachers Union is calling on the Seattle School District to change its policies about recess. It wants a minimum of 45 minutes. And that call follows a KUOW investigation that found that recess last year had been cut back, especially in low-income neighborhoods. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld has the latest.
What do we want?
Recess!
When do we want it?
Teachers, parents, and students gathered in the playground of Leschi Elementary School to call for the district to change its recess policy. Right now, principals can schedule as much or as little recess as they like. Leschi 4th and 5th grade teacher Michael Tamayo told the crowd that isn't right. He's helping the union bargain its new contract with the district.
No matter where you live, where you go to school, every single child should have equal amounts of recess all across the city, period.
8-year-old Hazel Engstrom watched the rally with crossed arms and a frown. In kindergarten at Salmon Bay K-8, she had 3 recess periods a day. Now she only has 2, and she says they're too short.
Like if you play a game of soccer or something like that, you'll have to stop in between like 10 minutes of starting.
A KUOW investigation last year found 11 Seattle elementary schools that offer 20 minutes or less of recess all day. That's despite research that shows kids need to take regular breaks and play in order to focus in the classroom. Seattle School District isn't giving interviews about the bargaining process, but the union says the district has turned down its proposal to require at least 45 minutes of recess. The union hasn't given up. The union vice president said Seattle may be the first major district in the country to try to bargain a minimum amount of recess. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.